The man who is at the coalface of this, and I'm sure would love nothing more than just to focus on the qualifying matches that are happening at Melbourne Park at the moment. But there is just quite this little snafu to get through first, thanks to Hume Tennis in Melbourne's north, a mini Melbourne Park currently hosting two international wheelchair tournaments featuring Dylan Alcott and the world's best wheelchair players. Come on down and make sure that you get there. You'll be inspired. BP, hello.
Yes, Sam. We are going to talk about qualifying.
Okay.
No, we can talk about whatever you like. You are the host.
No, you're our tennis expert. You tell me what's the most important thing happening in the world of tennis right now. I defer to your expertise, my friend.
Well, it's a stinking hot day for the qualies, let me tell you. Unfortunately for the Aussies, it's all over to the experienced Matthew Ebden to try and fly the flag because they've all been knocked out.
It hasn't been a great day, has it?
One by one. It started at 10 a.m. this morning, and Lizzie Cabrera has just gone down. Zoe Hives has just gone down in a tight match. A little Eddie Winter, who I think Julien De Stoep had on his show yesterday, the 17-year-old, who knocked over Gilles Simon. He was no match for his opponent today. I think Eddie might have spent his petrol tickets, but yeah, big effort still from a 17-year-old to win one qualifying match. Yes, unfortunately, we haven't gone too well. We know Kim Birrell, the Queenslander, is into the final round already tomorrow, and she's certainly a big chance to get into the main draw with the form she's had this week. And yeah, Matt Ebden, who hasn't always had to be in qualifying. His ranking's normally been inside the top 100, but that's where he finds himself right now. So hopefully his experience can come to the fore, because we'd love to see at least a couple get through to the main draw.
Yeah, I mean, is it something that we should have a concern about for the depth of Australian tennis talent, or is it just those are the way that cards have fallen?
Yeah, there's different ways of assessing it. I mean, I think with our women, you know, I'm a little concerned with what's coming through. I think there's a batch of girls who have got some talent, but just can't seem to go to the next step. Now, they are, you know, done and dusted. They haven't reached the age where, you know, the window's closed. But to me, I'm just looking at their game aesthetically. I'm looking for little improvements. Where's it coming from? And in the global sport, Sam, when you're up against these Eastern European girls, South American girls, the US have got so much depth. I mean, there's so many countries represented now who are finding hungry tennis players. There's not too many points of the globe where there's not a tennis player being found. So that makes the competition pretty hot. But, yeah, I think our girls are sort of just stagnated. The graveyard can be between 100 and 200. It can be a great ground to propel you, but it can also be a real graveyard that you can't get out of. And it's not to say you can't play, but you just don't have that weapon. You don't have that component of your game that can set you apart and break away from the pack. And I feel like our Aussie girls are in that sort of situation. You know, there's Storm Sanders, who Jules had on this morning, who I think has got the talent to get inside the top 100, and Astra Sharma, but gee, we need a few more. Hopefully Ash Barty can inspire some down the track, maybe.
We got a question off the text from Cam in Chermside Park, BP. Can Winter still get into the Open with a wild card?
No, they've all been closed off.
Okay.
Yep, so the wild cards were all finalised last week. Obviously then the controversial comments by Max Purcell missing out. So Kokkinakis got one, O'Connell got one, Alex Bolt got one. There's one probably just escaping me. I think they were the main three. Yeah, and the rest went into qualies. Yeah.
So, BP, what from your ear to the ground, have you got any indication from what you're being told about when this decision might be coming down from the immigration minister? I'm reading with interest that the minister holds the power to cancel the visa on character grounds as well, which is interesting given what's unfolded with Novak's statements sort of posing more questions than have been answered, and now the Serbian government even saying, well, we're going to have a look into him now, who were so supportive of him, now saying, geez, you might have done the wrong thing here. Spain are now looking into whether he got into there illegally, and now there's big questions about, you know, when did he get his positive test? Did he even, in fact, have a... There's a lot going on around this. Can we expect an answer today?
Yep. Well, it's a million-dollar question, Sam. I don't think Alex Hawke is worried about the draw coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It would appear not.
No, they're clearly going to go by their own timetable on this. And look, the draw can still go ahead. And if there is a call made on this tomorrow or Saturday, well, then But who knows what happens then after a second revoking of the visa? Does another appeal come from Djokovic, or does he just say, hey, listen, in the best interests, maybe I just go home? And I mean, look, there's certainly been the murmurings that they're maybe possibly trying to strike a deal, how forthcoming Djokovic would be on that. So there's, yeah, of course, you'd love to be a fly on the wall right now. I can't tell you exactly when it's all going to happen, but yeah, as I've said a couple of times today, certainly what was revealed yesterday doesn't stack up too well for Novak, that is for sure, with what he came out and revealed and what's obviously been further investigated.
The locker room, BP, it seems like it's turning. Martina Navratilova, obviously not in the locker room, but a legend of the caper, has came out in no uncertain terms with some advice, some pointed advice for Novak. But the feel in the locker room from the reports that are coming through, you're in and around the players a fair bit. What's the feeling from them towards him, who professes himself to be such a leader of them but seems to have shown none?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one because, look, he has got support. I'm talking about across his career. I mean, he is certainly trying to advocate for players who aren't in the privileged position that he is to make a better income out of tennis. This is why he's trying to set up this PTPA, which the ATP don't like. So, you know, he and Vasek Pospisil, the Canadian, are trying to strike a better deal, less for the tournaments, more for the players. So I think there are those who appreciate the Djokovic stance on that, but there are those who are having to go to great lengths to do the right thing. Because to play professional tennis, when you're on the road all the time, and you're going to all these different countries, different cultures, different expectations, it's just easier to conform. Now, I could see what Martina was saying today. I heard all those grabs. But it's like, you know, it's like everything, isn't it? I mean, we all probably know someone who's so anti getting vaccinated. And we mightn't agree with them, but we respect that that's their opinion. And we've probably felt through this whole pandemic, Sam, that this has sort of been shoved down our throat a little bit, that you must be vaccinated, otherwise you're not normal. I mean, you feel like that at times. Anyway, that's another argument. But I think for Novak, the tennis world is probably saying to him right now, hey, we're in a sport here where we're on the road all the time. It's just conform and get on the same page as all of us and make it easy, because this has become just such a focal point on him rather than what we should be talking about.
Yeah. I tell you who's getting a dream run for all of this is normally at this time of year we're talking about, can we finally have our next Australian Open winner from Australia? We're not hearing any of that. Ash Barty, you must just be thinking, keep it up. Nothing to see here. No spotlight on me.
Well, she loves that. She loves less of the limelight, the better for Ash. She's happy to always fly under the radar. Look, I feel confident that, you know, she can certainly go all the way this year. It's not a given. It could come down to one day with Ash where she doesn't quite execute. We saw it in the semi-final last year. We saw it at the US Open. It just didn't quite go her way against Shelby Rogers. So she can have a slightly off day, but right now, of the rest of the pack, there's not someone who's just absolutely jumping out, sending, you know, shivers down my spine at this stage. But we'll analyse this in the next few days. When the draw comes out this afternoon, we'll start looking ahead to the path for Ash, particularly that first week and what dangers there might be. So I'll have a better read on that probably in 24 hours.
We certainly will, BP. Big day as well with the 50% crowd cap too. That's bound to have an effect. We'll wait and see what effect it does have. But, mate, great to chat to you as always. Keep up the good work. And hopefully there's a decision today, which means that next time I speak to you, it is just purely about the action on court.
Well, the good news is I'll check in a little bit later on with some draw news for the listeners so we can actually start to think about what Monday is going to look like, Sammy. Have a good day.
You're a star, mate. Doing a ripping job as always. Thanks to Yarra Tennis Coaching at Eaglemont Tennis Club with junior and adult programs available. Check out yarratennis.com.au.